Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Hello, Christian. You know, you are commanded to walk differently than the people of this world. Not to be arrogant or prideful in the knowledge that the Lord has given you, but because you are a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, just by the nature of that aspect, you are going to be separated from this world. Ephesians 4. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beg you, this is Paul, that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Paul is begging the church at Ephesus to walk according to the Lord with all lowliness, in meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. In other words, esteeming your neighbor higher than yourself. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. You know, we're told to attempt, to give it a shot. To live peaceably with all men. But at times, your life is still going to be like those three little Hebrew children where Nebuchadnezzar said, bow. And they said, nope, we aren't going to do it. Sorry, Nebuchadnezzar. We're not bowing to your God. Three little Hebrew children, probably teenagers. And they actually said, we are not careful to do this. And this is part of the vocation that Paul's talking about. And they got thrown in the fire, and in the fire, guess who was there? A fourth one that looked like the Son of God. That was Jesus. Yes. So when it says walking in lowliness and meekness and long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, that doesn't mean compromising. That doesn't mean tolerating. No. Let me continue in this chapter. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you from now on walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. In other words, do not let the things of this world direct your walk in this life. I'll read it again. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth, that means from now on, walk not as other Gentiles walk. That's a separation. In the vanity of their mind. The word vanity basically means uselessness. Before you were saved, you had a different mind. I had a different mind. I changed once I knew the Lord. Prior to that, my mind was based on what's in it for me. Now, it was based on ambition. It was based on lusts. And of course, it was based on comforts and self-righteousness. I work. My kids go to a private school. My bills are paid. I'm a good guy. All vanity of the Gentile mind. It goes on to describe the Gentile mind, the unsaved mind, having the understanding darkened. Being alienated from the life of God. Those that are not saved, those that are not reborn, those that have not tasted of the Spirit are actually not close to God. They're alienated from God. You know, I once I had an employee, and we would always talk about the things of God, but he didn't like them. He didn't like them. He would always quote these philosophers and Nietzsche and Socrates and Plato and all this stuff. And I finally just stopped talking to him. I said, the problem with you and I is we serve different gods. You serve your God, I serve mine. Let's just leave it at that. Go ahead. You can't twist somebody's arm into the kingdom, gang. If they want to serve a different God, if they want to serve a God, a God who died, who's in the grave, if they want to serve some type of philosophy that ends in the grave, if they want to, you know, serve some kind of educational thing that some, you know, a demonic professor taught them in college, so be it. Eventually, when push comes to shove, we serve different gods. And I'll still attempt to live peacefully with you, but I know what's going on, because I am not alienated from God. Having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanliness with greediness. So there's always some type of sexual sin lurking. Always some type of pornography lurking. All some type of uncleanliness working. You know, who knows how bad this world is, gang? You know, it's almost foolish to me, because I know we're fighting on these school boards to try to keep some of these books out of the away from the children. And, you know, and the word children is misconstrued. I mean, once you hit the age of 12 or 13, you, for the most part, you have the mind of an adult. Yeah, I mean, when I think children, I think almost 10 and under. But the way the world is anymore, a 12 and a 13-year-old, a particular 14-year-old, they probably have a grip on what's going on. I mean, how are you going to escape it in this world of communication? But this pornography, we're trying to keep it out of school books, yet if any kid has a cell phone, he has 10,000, you know, porn shops in his hand, gang. It's right here. A few clicks and you could have all the pornography you want, all the way to hell you want, all the perversion you want, all the sin you want. This is the world we live in. And we wonder why it's gone cuckoo. Keep yourself clean. Keep yourself pure. Keep yourself modest. Guard your eyes. Guard your ears. Put up the shield of faith against all these fiery missiles. And don't go where you shouldn't go. Particularly as a Christian. Don't be a pig going back to the vomit. No. I'll read that again. Who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanliness with greediness. But you have not. You have not. He's talking to you and I now, Christians. But you have not so learned Christ. The power of the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that you are in his army, knowing that you are to endure hardness, endure temptations. You can fight the good fight of faith now against all the lasciviousness of this world. If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, and the truth is in Jesus. This is what the Word of God says. If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, and the truth is in Jesus. When you hear his word and his word gets in your soul, and you know it's true. You know this world is as phony as a $3 bill. You know all the stinking perversions and all the insanity of this world is evil. It's the truth in Jesus that you put off concerning the former conversation in the old man, which is corrupt according to its deceitful lusts. When you have changed, don't go back. The devils will come back 7 times worse. It's better than you not even have known than to know and turn back. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. I'll read that again. That you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. Deceitful lust. Deceitful lusts. Oh, no one sees me doing it. I'm not hurting anybody. Deceitful. You know, I would get so burnt up, especially when I would even hear other Christians. Oh, well, they aren't bothering me. They aren't bothering me with their sodomite activity as long as they aren't. What do you mean they aren't bothering you? Just the fact that they're doing it, you ought to have, you know, pity. They're on their way to hell. What do you mean they aren't bothering you? Just the fact they're bringing it into society. Sin just doesn't stay with one person. Sin grows. It affects everybody around it. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on a new man, which after God is created in righteousness and in true holiness. You know, the new man, when you become a new creation in Christ, it's built off of righteousness. And the righteousness will be shown to you. You don't even need any man to show it. The righteousness will be shown to you in a conscience. You know what right and wrong is. I hope you do, unless your conscience is so seared. But even then, the Lord could bring somebody to you to teach you the law. There is the law. Yes. But when you come to the Lord, the law is written on your heart. And that you put on the new man, which is after God is created in righteousness and in true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. The first thing he talks about is lying. God hates liars. And that includes used car salesmen that might not kind of lie, but they do. They're deceptive. Same thing. Little white lies, same thing. Lying. Speak every man truth with his neighbor. Be angry and sin not. Certain things are going to get you upset. But don't let it get you to the point where you're gossiping or you're backbiting. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more. If you're a thief, change your ways. Don't steal anymore. You know, when you're walking with Christ, there's going to be some fruit. Things are going to change. It's just not memorizing Bible verses. It's walking it out. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needs. In other words, work. Little sweat never hurt anybody. And then he goes on to say, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Guard your mouth. We kill with our words. Our words are weapons. Watch what you say. Guard your tongue. Ask the Holy Spirit to control it. We're told in the book of James that actually no man can control his tongue. It can't be tamed. So we know that. You can't even tame it. You got to ask God to tame it for you. But here we go. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And also, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. In other words, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit is talking to you, convicting you, pricking your conscience, directing you, listen to it. And then to wrap it up, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. You're strong when you're made weak. God bless you all. My time is up. Let's both walk it out. Amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.